Even though this is probably Chris Steinnecker's 10th appearance on Radio St. Pete, at least, this is your first time in our new studio.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Is, well, we've done some great things together, but it's usually in motion. You're covering our events or our activities, so we are moving when I talk to you. So I'm sitting in a beautiful seat in the gorgeous studios here at Thrive, too, so this is a beautiful place.
Thrive is terrific.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your journey started at Emory University, yes. And I think we first came in contact with each other maybe 25 years ago when you were at the Tampa Bay Partnership.
Yep, so. Yep. I have been in St. Pete since graduating from Emory University in Atlanta. First job out of college brought me here with NCR Corporation, and certainly fell in love like everybody else does. No matter what year you come down here, if you have the right attitude and the right mindset, you will fall in love with St. Pete. I did. They wanted me to move back to Atlanta. I said, absolutely not. And that's when I started my community adventure of a career. And I actually started, Joe, even before I met you at the Tampa Bay Partnership in 94, I was at the St. Pete Chamber in 1990.
Right.
So it's been quite a career of seeing our community and our region just become everything we hoped it would be.
Yeah, you've been here for the whole evolution.
Oh my God. Well, this series of evolutions, because there's more of them to come, and there were ones in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
You and I got to be part of a pretty neat renaissance.
Yeah. And before we get to the meat of it, speaking about evolutions in the past, the St. Pete Chamber, the Board of Trade, was involved with the very first radio station
here. I know. How beautiful is that? I mean, our chamber and leadership of this entire community have been so audacious, but for a chamber to own a radio station and make sure people really understood it, just like how we created commercial aviation or we brought down Bay Pines VA Hospital, man, people in our community think big, and that was one of the big ones way back when nobody was doing that.
Yeah. Why stay up north? No, that's not it. What is it?
WSUN.
Oh, why stay up north?
There you go. Why stay up north? That's exactly what.
Well, we're happy to carry that forward with Radio St. Pete at 96.7.
Well, please know that, as I've mentioned to you offline here, it's so important that you're doing what you're doing and keeping it together. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, let's pretend like we have a listener that has heard about chambers of commerce but really has no idea what they are. You know, you might hear, well, today's a Chamber of Commerce Day, you know, and it always is here in the Sunshine City.
You're welcome.
But it can happen anywhere.
Okay. Right.
It can happen anywhere in the country. So aside from being a Chamber of Commerce Day, what is a chamber?
Boy, I asked the same thing when I started 35 years ago. I had no idea. I had heard that same phrase. And yes, the sun was up today, so you're welcome, everybody who's listening today. The chamber did that, and that's what we're in charge of. But we're in charge of so much more. We actually are just a not-for-profit organization. We're business-led. We have been for 126 years that organization where business leaders and just people who work in our community can come together and really work on those issues that matter to their business as importantly as it does to the community. Mm-hmm. So we have been able to continue to focus on your business growth or anybody's business growth while we make sure we have great roads, great entertainment, great opportunities for us to enjoy working here and making sure that we have that way to get in and out of it. So we are really responsible for what I would say the climate for business, and I would say the climate is right now in St. Pete for what we're trying to do.
Yeah, sure. So there's a public policy aspect to it, both here locally, state and federal, I assume.
Sure, yeah. Most chambers, like ours is one of them, has an advocacy voice. So business community says, hey, government, and hey, elected leaders, we really need this kind of environment for our businesses to thrive, and especially in our community with advocacy, when you're advocating at a local level or a state level or even a national level, cities like St. Pete demand certain kind of investments that maybe other parts of a county or a state don't. And so like advocacy is really important that our community is heard, that the business issues and the transportation issues and the workforce and housing issues impact our economy. I mean, think about it, Joe. Tampa Bay leads the state in our economic prowess, and we actually are growing the state's GDP by our growth. In fact, in St. Pete, the rest of the region is holding back our numbers. We are a hot performer in the economy. So when you're a hot performer in an economy, you should be able to get some voice about, hey, these are the kind of policies that our businesses need to continue that momentum. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do, and it's been a blast. And I'm telling you what, from our city to county to state and national, our elected officials understand our community, and those resources are coming our way.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a big day tomorrow. Today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and we will be at the Greenhouse live for the small business event there. Talk a little bit about the Greenhouse.
Yeah, we are so proud of our partnership. I don't know of many other communities in the country, so I need our listeners to really understand. We have done something pretty unique, and it's gone through now three different mayors. So it started with Mayor Foster, Mayor Christman kept it going, and Mayor Welch has literally just helped us make it even better. But what we are is we're working with the city. It's a physical building, and it actually used to be an old chamber building a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we actually had our headquarters there. But it is a beautiful building that for anyone who can hear my voice, if you are interested in growing a business, or if you have an idea, or if you have a business that has an issue, come to our Greenhouse, where our city and our chamber have put down resources so that we can do what we call navigation. So you literally can come in and talk to somebody about your issue, or you can join a peer group of folks that are in the same kind of issue. Maybe you're ex-military and you want to get to work with other ex-military entrepreneurs or women entrepreneurs, or however you want to do that. We have those kind of peer groups. And then most importantly, too, we have some of these events and activities that really make it happen. So right now, our Greenhouse is graduating. Well, we'll be graduating 25 new entrepreneurs out of our Entrepreneur Academy, which is an 8-week program. We actually do that twice. So if you missed it this time, we'll do one in the fall as well. And we do a pitch night competition where we actually, those people who have gone through Million Cups, one of our other programs, or Entrepreneur Academy, or any of those, get to tell the community what they're doing, and we're giving out money. We're giving out $5,000 and $10,000 and $500 community offers. So we are trying to get resources into the community members who want to grow our businesses, but also, as you know, Joe, man, it's scary to be an entrepreneur, and most of the time you feel like it's all on your back. And what our community has allowed the entrepreneur to understand is resilience to us doesn't mean how long you can hang on, but resilience to us means how many people do you know that can help you?
Right. Right. That's good. Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to be there. We'll be live with Radio St. Pete at the Greenhouse, which is literally right around the corner.
Next door, baby. Yeah.
We're connected to the St. Peter's Cathedral building physically. And right around the corner next to St. Peter's is the Greenhouse.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. Yeah, to have all these assets this close together, the chamber's one block away, that's the city hall. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to start, you literally can just walk two blocks and get everything you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about this pitch night.
Yeah, pitch nights are fun. Yeah. I mean, that is kind of like just where the excitement is. I call it kind of, it's sort of like a Shark Tank, but it's kind of like Dolphin Tank, because we really just make sure people are taken care of. But we narrow it down to five pitches of companies that are in our community that are looking for resources to scale their business. Mm-hmm. And then we have judges that try to, we have mentors that work with these people for their presentation. And then it's a judge competition. Last year in the fall, or in the wintertime actually, I don't know, we had 500 people at this event, and people were rooting for their favorites, supporting others, and because at the end you get to vote for one and give them money too, everybody gets to feel like they were able to support their favorite entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But from that, it creates exposure for those entrepreneurs. They get invited to other pitch competitions, as have some who've gone to national and won national pitches out of our effort. So it's a starting spot, and it's a great place to start.
Leadership St. Pete. It seems as if everybody who's anybody in terms of business and government and other aspects of the community have been through that program. What's the history of that?
Oh, it is true. I mean, from governors, police chiefs, fire chiefs, city council members, county commissioners, any kind of elected officials, leaders of our industries all went through that. It is over 50 years now. But what we have done is, again, audacious leaders a long time ago realized that the real quality of their business community is by the quality of their leadership. And so they went up to Atlanta 50 plus years ago and heard about a chamber doing some leadership programs. They visited them and they brought it back the next year. So we were the second chamber of commerce in the country to have a leadership program. And I sincerely believe every year that this happens, we get a little bit better as a community. If you look at anybody who's leading something important or caring or interested, they've been through Leadership St. Pete. It is a rather long program, almost 5 months of intense meeting with each other, learning every session. You learn another aspect of our community, and you learn who's doing it. And most importantly, then, as a group of 40 folks, you get into the community and do some yourself. So you raise some money for a great not-for-profit, and you spend some time building it. So it's really important that leaders see their fingerprints and footprints on the community early, so they understand that the reality is, yes, I make an impact by being here, and oh my gosh, how much more can I do now that I know these 40 people and the planning committee? So I think it's, if you really want to put your fingerprints on St. Pete, it's a great way to find others who want to do the same.
Well, Leadership St. Pete came down and helped us at Academy Prep. I'm a trustee there, and that group worked, well, an entire day, but really a lot more than that.
Oh, I know.
In terms of helping,
It's amazing. Like, literally, think about it. 50 years of projects that have, you know, raised $50,000 plus for these organizations. That's a pretty neat impact, and those are a lot of fingerprints.
Networking, just general networking, is important in terms of the culture of the chamber. And a lot of your events are really designed to help that, such as, you know, the Good Burger Awards is one that comes to mind. But I know you do a bunch of networking social events.
I tend not to use the word networking because it scares the heck out of people who don't. So I really call this purposeful connections we're doing, Joe, just because it really is because we're trying to get the right people in the room together, because it's scary just to walk into a room and start handing business cards out. And no, I don't know if that's even St. Pete's style. So what we're trying to do is build experiences around the events and activities, so people feel like they're getting more than just having to give business cards out. The onus is not on them. We're trying to create an experience. So yeah, we do our last, just we do some every month called our Community Connections. Last one had over 150 people who are celebrating. This time our theme was about celebrating the tourism aspects of our community, and people came out because they saw all these people, but also we talked about the importance of an industry. We gave away some neat gifts and prizes from the different members, and I feel like it was one of those kind of buzzes where it continues that wave in St. Pete where people feel like they belong somewhere, and a room where there's some purpose to it, not just giving them your card and what can you do for me, but what are we doing together. It's a different thing, so it's not networking, and so we've taken on just those natural kind of programs. But because I don't believe in tables of 10 chicken dinners, and not that there's anything wrong with it, I've had a lot of those. I think communities want to be a little bit do a little bit more, and so, like you mentioned, our Good Burgers, many chambers do a great business small business awards dinner, and it's nice, and there's tuxes, and people are enjoying themselves, and four people are looking at the back of it because they're on the other side of the round table. But so what we do is we call it the Good Burger Awards, because let me make sure everybody understands this is not about hamburgers, but if you live in St. Petersburg, you become a burger. So that's just naturally what you do. So the Good Burgers of St. Pete are those who are doing those great things. So we have a party, and it's a party. It's a happy hour party. This one's going to be at what used to be the State Theater, and one of the great grand redeveloped theaters in our community now that is going to host us. Usually we're at Janus or a Landing. We've done it at the Shuffleboard Courts and Coastal Creative and other places. So we need big places to do it. And about 1,000 people come out, and we give out about 12 awards to cool hot spots, great eateries, good-minded burgers who are giving back, not-for-profits who are giving forward. So ideally, we're trying to just reinforce good behaviors and reinforce that a lot of fun drinks here in this community, a lot of fun people in this community, and why not celebrate it?
And if my memory serves me correctly, before COVID, maybe it was the last Good Burger Awards we did at the old State Theater.
Yeah, that was.
That's right. And it was the last event there, I believe. Because
that
night.
We
just said, this is going to be very different the next time we're here. So that's great. And that's coming up in November.
Yeah, that's so that's our fall event. And
okay.
So So yeah, we are just having fun getting people together. So if you're listening and you just say, hey, I want to get out, this could be a kind of an easy way to make it happen.
It's fun, and I'm sure we'll be there.
I hope so.
Live.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
for the Good Burger Awards.
Tune in
on Radio St. Pete. Yep. Well, it's one final point, and that is that this is all pretty affordable. You know, when you're a new business and you're starting out and you're short of cash, you know, you're watching every penny. But I would argue for the very little bit of money it really costs to be a chamber member, when you're a small business, this is an investment that is like the power bill. And I'm not here to sell the chamber, but
boy,
here
you did
to
a good job on that. I try to say that, you know, what I want everybody to understand is right. We have priced ourselves accordingly. What our bigger businesses in this community know is small businesses don't have a lot of resources, but they do have resources to make their business grow.
Right.
So I really have priced ourselves. You can't find a chamber of commerce my size in this region or this state that gives small businesses a $450 chamber membership. There's just nobody that does that. And for that, all those things that I just mentioned are part of it.
Right.
So, but it's a conscious, Joe, that our board understands you can't the lifeblood of St. Pete is that small business, is that next entrepreneur coming to our community who wants to feel like they can make that contribution. Our big businesses understand that that's why they're successful, and that's why their employees are here. That's why their employees love Saturday morning shops and anything else we're doing in this community. So they want us to encourage it. So I think they invest at a higher level than many other chambers only to support that kind of notion that we're all in this together, and that rising tide is going to raise every boat in St. Pete.
Well, I picked up a new St. Pete t-shirt, and it came from the St. Pete store, and I understand that either now or in the future folks can order online from there.
I would have never believed how many people want things that say St. Pete on it. And we have got, so just so you guys hear, our visitor center is turned into the St. Pete store, because I really didn't want to give a tourist or anybody who's coming in town something that wasn't made from St. Pete. There's too many cool makers here. There's too many neat things going on. So we've inspired over 100 artists and makers to put things into our shop. So like that t-shirt was made from somebody here in St. Pete.
Great.
And that money goes back to those people in St. Pete. So I am so proud of the growth of that. I did not know we would sell so much merchandise. Now to the point of where we've been asked to put it online. So starting on May 1st, we'll have a St. Pete store online, which all that merchandise, because we have visitors who call us and go, hey, I didn't get it. I want to get it now. Can you send me that World Tour t-shirt or what can you send me? And so now we're going to do it online. And this is all about how do I make small businesses grow? Well, I can sell their stuff, too, and this is a great good way to do that.
That's terrific. Yeah. Well, Chris Steinecker, President and CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce, thank you for coming in. We'll see you at the Greenhouse tomorrow for the small business event, and I'm sure you'll be back soon for interview number 12.
I look forward to it, and keep it up, because people need to hear this kind of information that you bring on this show. So thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Bye.